We're on page Reis Samach Vav, the second column, right? What? Behine. Okay, Behine, then to the first column then. Okay, Behine Asiyas HaTzitzis. Now, it strikes me that the word tzitzis is misspelled this whole thing. It's just interesting. No.
His whole discussion is maybe on a very intellectual plane, but when I think of tzitzis related to mitzvot, I think of the cute gematria, the tzitzis, the word is 600 and then eight strings and five knots.
Yeah, it's very interesting. That's what the two yuds.
So maybe he's doing the two yuds because of that.
It's very interesting. There's a gematria, Tysis brings a gematria, that tzitzis, tzadik yud is 100, tzadik yud is 100, and tough is 400, that's 600. And the eight strings and five knots is 613. So you look at it, it's supposed to remind you of the 613 mitzvahs. So the point's being made that's only if doing, that's not the way it's spelled, that's only the kri, is with two yuds. And by us it's spelled tzadik yud, tzadik saf. The drush seems to be tzadik yud saf. So, it's interesting. Really, there are those who ask this kasha on Tosfos that in our Sefer Torah it's not written Sadik Yud Saf. There is a Mahalach of the Radak and the Mechashai who there are a number of Tosfos in Shas where Tosfos says that our Sefer Torah are not the way it's written in Shas. For example, Taitofos in Shas is spelled Tes Pei Saf. And we have a vav, I think, between the pay and the sub. It's not the way it is, the way it is in Taisis Matmiyan, that's a free tyrant. And then, the middle pasik is not the same middle pasik. There are a number of things that are not the same. The mahalach of the Radak and the Mechashai, probably others, is that even though when it comes to Teresh of Alper, we pass like Shaz Bavli over Shaz Yerushalmi, anything in the Gemara is the halacha. When it comes to Torah Shabbat, to the Messiah, the Rambam says that we follow what's called the Bnei Asher, the minhag of Ben Asher. Ben Asher was in Tveria. Ben Asher Ben Naftali were two families that were experts of Messiah, and they were in Eretz Yisrael. They were in this case in Tveria, and the Mahalach is he calls it minhag Bnei Tzafa and minhag Bnei Mizrach and minhag Bnei Maariv. He means Bavel and.
Even
when it comes to the Shas, Ar Mesaira, there are probably a dozen places where Ar Mesaira in Sefer Torah or in Nevi'im contradict Shas. For example, in the Gemara it says the Chemi is not a separate book. Ezra and the Chemi should be one book, and the Gemara says the Chemi spoke with Gaiva, so Hashem said, I'm taking it away. Every Nach you have has Nechemiah separately. The Chido is Matmiya. He said maybe it was enough of a kapara for the first 2,000 years that it wasn't separate, which is not a satisfying answer. But again, our Messiah seems to follow not Shaz Bavli, when it comes to Torah Shabbat, not Shaz Bavli. There are a number of such incidents. I once collected probably a dozen such differences. And that may also have to do with Tosfos had the seems to have they had two yuds in tzitzis, and our Kabbalah is to have only one yud. The question is how you read it. Is it tzitzis or tzitzis? And most people today don't pronounce a chirik male anyway, but it's not moedim, it's moedim. It's not sim shalim, it's sim shalim. But today, among the other things that we're not imprecise in our pronunciation, that's one of them. But it's a nafkamina.
In the Dead Sea Scrolls, it's written in the Torah that we have now.
Yeah, no, it's very disappointing to the archaeologists that the Dead Sea Scrolls were the same. The thing is, one difference, if I recall correctly, I think their Ashrei has a Nun. We skip Nun in Ashrei. I think the Dead Sea Scrolls had it. Dead Sea Scrolls had it, and they also had Tilim Kufnun Aleph Parakim. It's not so big, because in the Gemara, it's one of the things, the Gemara says there's an extra parak. The Bavli, not the Rishalmi.
Shia also brings a difference in one word. But the interesting thing is, these predate the Gemara by hundreds of years. And it's exactly
the predate the Shas. That's right. That's right.
Can we rely 100% on the spelling of the Shas?
Of the Shas?
Yeah.
You can't be 100% of the spelling of Shas, but when Tosis discusses it, when it's discussed,
right,
there's a halacha that would not be key in Chaseris. But when the Gemara darshins the Chaseris, then we say we are Bekiyim. In other words, the Gemara says the word Sukkais is Chaser. So if we're laning and we find a Malay, we don't put away a Sefer Torah over it. But if it's a Malay that the Gemara darshins, expounds on, then we do put it away. What? Which? If it's different than Amisari. Although, by Taitafais, we don't.
All the reason why I mentioned that is because it was collected at the time of a lot of other people.
There was a people, but Klai Yisrael kept the Sefer Torah all the same.
With
very little exception.
The Shas.
The Shas. Let's see what it says here on page Rei Samavav, the bottom of the first column. Hine Asiyas Hatzitzis Hu Gidol Arba Chutim Shenasu Shmaina. It's four chutim made into eight. Kishe Teichvim B'knaf HaBeged. Vein Beis Chutei Lov and Beis Chutei Tcheilas. I think I mentioned this the other day. Two Tcheilas and two Lov. And Kishe Esna Chulyos. Chulyos are the windings. Hakavana mitzvahs and egas ladayres chiyav chutei lavan. That's a kamfi vigdayim. So we say in tzitzis again. Nosno al tzitzis hakana psil tcheles. So one time it refers to the lavan. Mizman sheyesh tcheles lo mizman hazeh. Okay, I think this is where we're up to. Hadam shesoichta mimenu, the blood that we draw from the chalazin, hu b'tzeva tcheles. It's the color of tcheles. Amur chazal shedei meliyam. That it's similar to the sea. Vakavano letzeba hayam atichain asomach l'aretz Yisrael v'loikubay hayam yishvisenu b'chutz l'aretz. This I'm not familiar with, that the Mediterranean has a different color than the oceans, the other oceans of the world. That I'm not familiar with, as he seems to say. Vayam doim l'rikia, and the sea is similar to the heavens. Rikia doim l'kisei hakavod. That's a famous expression. But it really doesn't tell us anything, because none of us have ever seen the Kisei HaKavod, at least within our lifetime, our recollection. So if I tell you that it looks like the Kisei HaKavod, it doesn't really do much for you. So he says, Hine inye hakisei, shagava me hasageseinu. What are you telling me? It's like the Kisei. We don't know what that is. Koshken inyan given hakisei, to know the color of the Kisei HaKavod. He says an interesting pshat. Earth is surrounded by an atmosphere. It's pretty much, as far as I know, it's unique among the planets, the solid planets. We were blanketed by an atmosphere. It's about 3 miles high, although most of the 3 miles is not significant. It's really the first probably 30 or 40 or 50,000 feet. That blanket the earth. Now that atmosphere really serves extraordinary purpose. Besides the fact that it blocks out some of the effects of the sun, but the atmosphere reflects light. If you ever have a picture of outer space is black. Even though he's going to talk about this, even though outer space is full of stars, of gigantic stars, but there's a blackness of space because light only reflects off matter. It could be gas. But light doesn't reflect off nothingness. And therefore, because we have an atmosphere, we have light. If the sunset, when the sky is lit, that light is coming from the reflection of the rakia, of the atmosphere, on us. There's a Gemara that says, the Chachmei Yisrael said, at night the sun is behind the rakia. Hard to understand. It sounds like the sun goes behind the heavens. We can see the sun setting. What it means is that the light of the sun that we have, if the sun set, is because the sun is sort of behind the rakia, it's shining on the atmosphere, and that's the light that we get. Did you ever notice in middle of the day, it's the hottest. By 3 or 4, it's not as hot. Why would that be? It doesn't make any sense. If the heat increases with the day, so noon it's hot, and at 1 it should be hotter, at 2 it should be hotter, at 3 it should... Why? Do you ever wonder why 4 o'clock it starts to cool down? The reason is because it's not the direct rays of the sun. The sun, Earth is blanketed by an atmosphere. And let's say the atmosphere is 3 miles thick. When the sun is directly ahead, there's a 3 mile atmosphere to limit the effect of the sun. When the sun is at an angle, it's like any diagonal. A diagonal of a square is longer than the straight line of the square. It goes through more atmosphere. The atmosphere is really what cools the rays of the sun. You know, people think that in the winter it's colder and in the summer it's hotter because in the winter we're further from the sun and in the summer we're closer. It's just the opposite. Yeah. Like we're closest to the sun on January 5th. That's the closest Earth gets to the sun. The sun is not in the center of the orbit of the Earth. And January 5th is the closest. Adama Pella. So why does it get hot and cold? The answer is that the distance has nothing to do, almost nothing to do with the hot and the cold. It has to do with whether the sun goes through more atmosphere or less atmosphere. When the Earth is tilted, so that the sun's light is direct, that creates the heat of summer. And when the Earth is tilted in the opposite direction, so that the sunlight comes through a diagonal of the atmosphere, even at noon, then it's cooler. That's the reason, that's what the atmosphere serves numerous purposes. And one is to change the amount of heat, and the other is to increase the light. All the light we have after the sun goes down is from the atmosphere. If there was no atmosphere, if you're on the moon, you saw pictures of astronauts on the moon. So if you remember, all the pictures of the astronauts on the moon was always taken at night. In a pillow, why didn't they take one a day? The sky is always black, everything's black, except for them. The answer is it's day, but the moon has no atmosphere to reflect the light. There are uniforms, and the ground of the moon does reflect the light. We get the reflection. So that's the atmosphere. Now listen to what he says about this. He says, Ulay Yeshleimer. Okay, it's about the seventh or eighth line. Ulay Yeshleimer. Shini Atam Sharakia Hu Bitseva Tchelis. Why does the sky look blue? Where does the blue come from? Humapas, it's a result, Shabachol Rikhfe Habriya, Shailat Achaishech, Shinivra Larishaina. In all of the universe, Chayshech rules. The universe is black. V'raya l'dava, shari ma'at or doicha harbe min ha-chayshech. We know light pierces darkness. V'kal v'chaymer im yachtes ha-odam el fei alof im neiros ha-me'irim l'mokim ofel. Someone brings in a few thousand lights, candles into a dark room, b'vadei harei b'vadei lailo k'yom yoyer. Even at night, it'll be lit up by all these candles. Ken echi tochin, how is it sheesh rivavei revavois ma'archei shemayim, galaxies, shel kechavim, there are tens of thousands of stars, ha-me'irim ba'ar gadol mi'ayit, each one that has so much light, v'afal pikein, and nevertheless, k'mistaklam b'layla l'mayla royim rak cheshech ha-peylo b'chol mechav ha-rakia. Yet we see the great darkness of the universe, of the cosmos. Me'echech lo'ayimim, all else being equal, darkness rules over light. If there's nothing to reflect light, then darkness rules. Well known, the Gross says on the question of whether darkness is just an absence of light or a bria on its own. So the Gross says, darkness is a creation. And the darkness of space is the creation of darkness, which in and of itself is stronger than the light of the stars. In that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the light that we have under Rikia, that's the atmosphere, the heavenly atmosphere we have. That is Bria, Bracious Bara, is the beginning of creation. When the sun shines, he says the blueness comes from the light of the heavens with the background of the blackness of the universe. He says that's where it comes from. Well, he's saying the reason it gives blue instead of yellow, usually light is white or yellow, is because of the background of black. That's the way he's explaining it. He says that's why it looks blue. We know that. The world is a combination. And the world lives with that balance. Kisei HaKavod, in the language of Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev al Kisei Adin, and he's Oymed v'Yoshev al Kisei Rachamim. God, Kaviyachal, has throne, so to speak, a throne on which he sits to judge the world, combination of a seat of Rachamim and Din. That's sort of the black and the white, which combines to have the Shem Tcheles. So you say that Tcheles is a reflection of that combination with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, the balance, and that's the Tcheles. So Tcheles is Me'en Kisei HaKavod, it means that type of combination.
It seems that Tcheles is so important.
Tcheles, of course it's important. What's the question? Of course it's important.
There we go. Tcheles seems important. And yet,
until 100 years ago, no one thought that they knew what the Tcheles is. So it's not a lack of desire, it was a lack of ability. We didn't have Tcheles because we didn't have the Chalazin. Those who believe that they have the Chalazin today do wear the Tcheles. Those who don't, they don't believe. Okay, this leads us to a long debate on what the Tcheles is. The Gemara, he quotes a Gemara that says that that in the Hore Zevulun, after a rainfall, there are Tcheles crawling around, Chalazin crawling around. So it's very, very difficult, whether it's a fish or a snail. A snail, a Chalazin type snail, an aquatic snail, can live out of the water until it dries. Once its body dries, it can't. The chalazin, the murex, can live out of water for about an hour or two. And then it dies. As soon as the moisture on its body evaporates, it dies. So it can't possibly be in the mountains. Certainly the squid, which was the Radzina's fish, can't be on the mountains. The answer that's usually given is that Gemara that says that the chalazin comes up after a rain is not talking about tzitzis. And the word chalazin is a sort of a general term for a certain family of snails or of creeping creatures. And the understanding is that Gemara does not refer to our chalazin. That one Gemara that says that after a rainfall, the chalazin comes up on the mountains is not referring to the chalazin that's the chalazin of the tcheles. And that's the only way to deal with the idea that the chalazin is an animal or is a creature, whatever creature it is. The Gemara says that they caught from the Yamin, that they caught in the sea. Now, putting that aside, whichever is the tchela, certainly it's this color of blue, and he says it's a reminder of the combination. Now, what does that do? So in the next paragraph, he explains it, which I guess will keep you in suspense. Next week, I'm here again, I think Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. So regular full schedule, starting the year on the good behavior. So that's a shame.